们弟兄在这里说，我们要在主面前是有真实的东西。
Our brother showed us that before the Lord, we have to have to be real.
但愿我们有一个心说，我们要在主里面所拿到的，我今天所表现都是真的。
We hope we have a heart in us that say that, Lord, why what we have in the Lord is real, and what we it's that we show forth is real.
我们今天能够从年轻的时候。
That at a young age,
如果在座还年轻，
if you're still young,
我们从年轻的时候就能够追求那真的。
That when we are still young, we will pursue that which is real.
英文讲这个真理啊。
The in English is truth.
就是说我在找真东西。
That we are looking for something that is true.
我们来看看箴言这个三十章这句话。
In Proverbs chapter 30,
我是从年轻的时候主就把这句话给了我。
The Lord gave me this word when I was still young.
所以啊，我愿意再一次跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I want to share with you again.
第三十章第七节。
Chapter 30, verse 7.
他说：“我求你两件事，在我未死之先，不要不赐给我。”
Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die.
求你使虚假与谎言远离我。
Remove far from me vanity and lies.
使我也不贫穷也不富足，赐我虚用的饮食。
Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me.
恐怕我饱足不认你说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Lest I be full and deny thee and said, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain.
我们今天这里两个事情啊，一个。就是虚假与谎言离开我，这是一件事。
Two things here, it's one thing. Remove far from me vanity and lies.
第二个，使我也不贫穷也不富足。
Secondly, to give me neither poverty nor riches.
如果我们从年轻，好的，第二个说哈，也不贫穷也不富足。
If we're from young, like the second part here that says, give me neither poverty nor riches.
我们很多人祷告只要上面一个，也不贫穷。
Many of us pray, oh, that, you know, give me not poverty.
后面说也不富足，哎呦，怎么会这样祷告法呢？
And if the afterwards to say nor riches, how can we pray this way?
如果我们从年轻能够说，我也不贫穷也不富足。
If from a young age we say, give me neither poverty nor riches,
你会发现在你前面要走的路上，你会常常满足。
That you realize that in the road before you, you're always content.
因为如果你发现人家加薪不嫁给你，
If you find that somebody has the salary is raised,
你就发现，哎，这不是我祷告的吗？
You said, isn't this what I pray for?
人家可以很富，但是呢，我只是说不要太富。不要富也不要穷。
Other people can be rich, but I pray to the Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches.
弟兄姊妹，你真的要这样祷告，你必须是真的。
Brothers and sisters, if you pray this way, you have to be true.
神，这个 take you accountable 的哈，就是说你真的这样讲，是真的这样做的。
The Lord will take you accountable for this. If you say this, then the Lord will do it.
我工作了这么多年。
I've worked for so many years.
我就真的经历着，也不穷也不富。
I have experienced this that I'm neither poor nor rich.
这是我早年对主的一个祷告。
This was when I prayed to the Lord when I was young.
但是我今天这里啊，也就我们弟兄刚刚说啊，这头一个使我也是虚假与谎言离开我。
And the first one, since our brother have shared earlier, that the two things remove far from me, vanity and lies.
让我能够在主面前做一个真实的。
That I'll be true, a true person before the Lord.
换句话说，我们求主说，你要不停的光照我。
That we pray to the Lord that you continually enlighten me.
使我真的虚假远离我。
That truly the lies it's far from me.
所以我心中这个是我心中很重的一件事情。
This is a heavy burden on my heart.
让我们所有人在主的面前做一个真实的。
That before the Lord, we be a true person.
我们真的能够真实的话，
if we can be true,
我们走这条天路就能够走得直。
Then we can, when we walk on this heavenly way, it can be straight.
我们就少花很多的冤枉的时间。
Then we wouldn't lose many time.
我今天愿意，刚过的那个退休会。
This past retreat.
我愿意就是今天的时间跟大家有点交通。
I hope to use this time to share with you.
把我一些我里面的感觉也跟弟兄姊妹交流。
To fellowship with you, what is in my heart?
我们先看一些圣经节，好。
We'll read some Bible verses.
我们翻到哈该书。
In Haggai.
有一些我在不同的聚会中也与一些弟兄姊妹已经交通过。哈该书第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
我想我读这一段比较长，就英文不翻译。
I won't translate it in English because it's very long.
这个哈该书第一章第二到第七节。
In the book of Haggai, chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 7. Verse 2.
从第二节到第七节。
Verse 2 to verse 7.
他这里说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到，那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋。现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为，你们杀的种多，收的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得软，得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为。第九节
Verse 9，
你们盼望多得，所得的却少，你们收到家中我就催去，这是为什么呢？因为我的殿荒凉，你们却个人却顾自己的房屋，这是万军之耶和华说的。你发现这个包括在几本回归的书里面，
And those books that speak about the return，
他这里提了很多，这是万军之耶和华说的。
It says many times, thus said the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说的。
Thus said the Lord of hosts.
所以先知在这里说，这是很重要的一件事情。
The prophet is telling us that this is a very important matter.
听。
To listen.
因为这是神要说的。
This is what the Lord wants to speak to us.
撒迦利亚书第一章。
In the book of Zechariah, chapter 1.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
与我说话的天使对我说，你要宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我为耶路撒冷为锡安心里极其火热。
So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cries out saying, thus said the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy.
你发现万军之耶和华说，
It says here, thus said the Lord of hosts,
他说我为着耶路撒冷，为着锡安，我极其火。
I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy.
在整个追求主的路上，
and our pursuit of the Lord,
这个火热这个事情是不能够去掉。
We cannot take away this jealousy.
我们要问我们今天，
we have to ask ourselves,
我们为着什么东西在火热？
What are we jealous for?
打电动玩具。
For gaming?
其实我发现这个玩的不只是年轻人在玩。
Not only the young people play.
这个东西已经霸占所有人的心思。
It already occupied a lot of people's mind.
我们为了得到这个东西，我极其火热。
We are jealous for all these things.
但是圣经里面说，我们是否为着主能够有火热？
But the Bible asks if we can be jealous for the Lord.
我们刚刚唱那首诗歌说，宁愿有耶稣。
We sang the hymn, I'd rather have Jesus.
这个需要我们里面还有一点火，我们才说我宁愿有耶稣。
We have to have this fire, this jealousy.
胜过一切的财富。
Then we can say that I'd rather have Jesus.
真的吗？
More than the riches, is this true?
如果我们真的被主抓住，
if we are indeed captured by the Lord,
我们有那个火热，
we have that fire, that jealousy.Then we are true.
我们记得以马忤斯那两个门徒。
We remember the two disciples on the road to Emmaus.They saw Jesus being crucified. They returned. They walked a long way home.
从耶路撒冷走到以马忤斯。
From Jerusalem to Emmaus.
主耶稣就去靠近他们。
The Lord drew nigh to them.
后面，当他们终于认出耶稣之后。
When they finally did recognize the Lord Jesus.
他说：“耶稣跟我们讲话的时候，我们心里不是火热的吗？”
They say, "Isn't our heart was on fire when the Lord?"
那个火热使他们可以连夜回耶路撒冷。
That fire caused them to go back to Jerusalem overnight.
本来是要回到老家去休息了。
They were going to return home to rest.
但是因为碰见了主。
because they have met the Lord Jesus.
那个火热可以他们越过他的睡眠，他的身体的软弱，回耶路撒冷。
That fire surpassed their tiredness, their sleep, and they went back to Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的家。
So brothers and sisters, when we come to the house of God,
我们里面不可能是完全没感觉的。
We cannot have no feeling within us.
因为主要我们心里面是真的被他抓到。
The Lord wants us that truly our hearts are captured by Him.
翻到腓立比书。
Philippians.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第二十一节。
Chapter 2 verse 21.
别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。
For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ.
个人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督。
But all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ.
我们刚刚读到那个，个人都顾着建造自己的房屋，忘掉神的殿需要建造的。
We read earlier that people all were concerned of the ceiling of their houses, but forgot that the house of God needs to be built.
这个告诉我们说，我们的心所想的是什么。
This tells us what our heart is after.
这个我们。可以讲一些怎么讲都可以，但这个表现还是真的是你。
We can say it, but what we show forth is it shows what is in us.
所以我们记得哈，这里旧约讲一次，新约也讲一个。
别
人都求自己的事，不求耶稣基督的事。
The Old Testament speaks of this, and so the New Testament for all seek their own and not the things which are Jesus Christ.
腓立比书第一章第二十节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 20.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death.
后面的这一句哈，无论是生是死。
The last part here, where the
叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death.
启示录。
Revelations.
第二章。
Chapter
2. 启示录第二章。
Chapter Revelations chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. To him that overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
第二章第十节下半段到第十一节。
Verse 10, the second part till verse 11.
你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，必不受第二次死的害。
Be faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death.
第三章第五节跟第六节。
Chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches.
第三章第十一节
verse 11
十二节
to verse 12
得胜的，我要叫他在我神那第十一节哈，我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子。就读到这里。
Behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcome will I make a pillar in the temple of my God.
十三节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 13, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say unto the churches.
你发现这对着我不全部读哈，这个在这一个启示录七个教会。
You see that in all the seven churches in Revelation.
都讲了一句话，凡有耳的都应当听。
It all speaks of the line that he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say.
我过去一个领受就是说，反正我们都有耳朵的时候，请大家都要听。
In the past, I have this I feel that it's just.We all have the ear, so we all hear.
就是我们没有人没有耳朵的嘛。
None of us have no ear.
凡有耳朵的，请你听。
So he who has an ear, let him hear.
但是呢，这个最近有另外一个感觉。
Recently, I have a different sense of this.
今天在神的家中。
Verse. Today in the house of God.
很多人没有耳朵在听神的话。
Many do not have ears to listen to the word of God.
我们有我们自己想看的东西。
We have the things that we want to see.
我们有很多我们自己想的东西。
A lot of things that we think of.
所以圣灵在这里有个呼喊。
So the Spirit here has a calling.
哪一个人属灵的耳朵是向神打开的？
Who that has a spiritual ear that's open to the Lord?
那个有属灵耳朵向神打开，请你听。
That those who have the spiritual ear that's open to the Lord hear.
我们很多时候我们属灵的耳朵是向神关的。
Many times our spiritual ear is closed to the Lord.
所以我们听不到神要跟我们讲的。
So we cannot hear what the Lord wants to speak to us.
这是我们弟兄来跟我们的交通。
This time when our brother comes to fellowship with us,
他说我跟你们交通的题目是神永远的旨意跟神恢复的工作。
He said I fellowship with you the eternal purpose of God and the recovery work of the Lord.
他也说感谢主，从去年到今年。
He said that thank the Lord from last year to this year.
他说我发现弟兄姊妹的领受比过去强。
I realize that how much you can receive has increased.
这个事是我们要非常感谢主。
For this, we have to be very thankful to the Lord.
那是我们如果都有个心，所以你要知道，请一个年长的弟兄来。
You have to know that when we ask an elderly brother to come to our midst,
没错，他是要来供应我们的。
Indeed, he is here to supply us.
但是你发现我们不供应他，他讲不下去。
You have to realize that if we do not supply him, he could not speak on.
每一个人都有份。
So we all have a part.
所以每一个人不可以说我没份。
You cannot say that you do not have a part.
我常常就说，很多人都说我很年幼。
Many times I would say, oh, people say I'm very young.
少我一个不少。
Well, you can do without me.
多我一个不多。
Even if I'm here, it doesn't matter.
你说博敏区我不开口，反正这么多人可以开口。
Breaking out the bread meeting, if I don't pray, somebody else would.
早上80个人坐在这里。
We have 80 among us.
60个都想，我不祷告没问题，还有人，还有79个在祷告。但小孩不算哈，要不减掉20个小孩，可能还有50个人会祷告。
I said some don't pray, so we still have 50 left to pray.
知道有60个人这样想。
If 60 people think that way,
这个是一个安静的聚会。
Then it'll be a very quiet meeting.
我最近看一个新闻。
I read a piece of news.
盲肠没什么用。
The pancreas?
不是 pancreas,
没
有用。
Appendix doesn't have any use.
Pancreas, 不要就行。盲肠没什么用。
The appendix have no use.
割掉就好。
You can just take it away.
而且有一个人这个肠子打结。
Somebody has the intestines all twisted up recently.
医生开刀把他那一段切掉。
The doctor cut that part up.
医生就
away.
哎，你要不要把盲肠顺便撤掉
？The doctor asked him, "Do you want me to just take away your appendix too?"
免得你下次有个阑尾炎哈，你盲肠炎的话，免得再开一次把那里切掉。
To prevent you having an appendicitis, then you have to have another surgery. We'll just take it off today.
那我们读到哈，他说现在盲肠可能可以。防止人身体的突变有帮助。
But we read that the appendix can help and to prevent your cells have a sudden change.
我们没有一个人，只要你是重生得救被主救回来，每个都有用。
If you're born again and you're saved by the Lord, everyone has this.
因为当我们真的看到什么叫做教会
，If we truly see what is the church,
你我都有份。
We all have a part.
我们怎么样就影响怎么样，
how,
教会怎么样。
How we are affect how the churches.
我们有个年轻弟兄。这样交通我实在很的帮助。
A young brother shared this and I'm being helped.
我常常说我们的道路很重要。
I always said our way is very important.
但我们弟兄说完了这个退休会就发现我们道路会影响教会的道路。
after the retreat, he feels that our way affects the way of the church.
我们怎么走就影响整体怎么走。
How we walk affects how the entire
company
of people walked.
没问题。
Don't feel that I'm just a little brother or sister, nothing to worry about.
我们怎么走我们的路就影响整个教会怎么走什么路。
How we walk our way affects how the church walks its way, her way.
感谢主能够开我们眼睛看到什么。
We thank the Lord that our eyes are open to see this.
我们看一节圣经哈，在箴言。
We read Proverbs.
二十九章第十八节。
Chapter 29.
其实很多人都知道。
Verse
18. 很多人都知道。
Many know this.
这就是说，没有异象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
英文讲得很严重 ，perish， 灭亡啊。
In English, it says perish.
你知道我们中文讲放肆。
And in Chinese, if you lose your the people cast off their restraint.
放肆，你就说你因为你没有知道做的，我就放松了。
You lose the restraint because you don't know what's going on.
因为我不知道做什么，我就随便。
So you don't know what's going on, so you just do your own way.
因为我没有目标，人也会分散。
Because we do not have the goal, and people will be dispersed.
但圣经告诉我们说，人是会灭亡。
But the Bible tells us that people perish.
你知道我们刚刚读哈该书那个哈，他说你要审查你的行为。
When we read Haggai, it says consider your ways.
英文就告诉我，不是你的行为是什么样。
The English tells us it's not that how your ways are.
Your
conduct, yeah.
他是说你的路是怎么走。
It says here about your ways.
你要审查你所走的路。
You have to consider your way.
所以当这些回归的先知们照着神里面给他的负担看见，他就在呼喊说，你要审查你今天走的是什么路。
So these prophets about the return, they keep calling out that you have to consider your ways.
所以他这里说，没有异象，民就放肆。
It says here, where there is no vision, the people perish.
我们知道，我们蒙恩得救，永世是定的。
We know that when we are saved by the Lord Jesus, the eternal is set.
那这个异象要讲什么呢？
But what does this vision speak about?
这个意象就是我们弟兄在这里交通的那旨意。
The vision is what our brother has fellowship with us, the purpose.
就是要看到神心中的目的，就是基督与教会。
To see the heart, the purpose in God's heart, that is Christ and His church.
我们知道都知道。
We know.
看到是两码事。
It's different from you see.
所以在旧约里面，你发现神很看重圣殿。
In the Old Testament, you see that the Lord holds high esteem of the temple.
因为圣殿里面有约柜。
Because in the temple, there is ark of the tabernacle.
这个圣殿本身讲到神的同在。
Because the temple speaks about God's presence.
因着神的同在就讲到神的见证。
When we speak about God's presence, it speaks about His testimony.
但是因为以色列失败了，说圣殿人民被掳了，圣殿荒凉了。
Because the Israelites, they failed.So the people are captured and the temple is in destruction.
你发现哈该在问，你没有看到神的殿荒凉。
Haggai asked if you see the house of the Lord, the temple of the Lord in waste.
他们说什么？他们说建殿的时候还没到。
They said that it is not time to build the temple yet.
因为他们只关心建造自己的房子。
Because they are only concerned of building their own houses.
你看这个心态跟大卫很不同。
It's very different from David's attitude.
大卫建了他自己的房屋。
David built his own house.
圣经从来还没提过要为我建殿。
The Bible has not spoken about God wanting us to build His temple.
神从来没提过神要住在人中间。
God has not mentioned that He's going to live amongst man.
大卫里面有个心态就说，那神住在哪里？
But David has a heart wondering, where does God live then?
他还在帐幕里。
He's still in the tabernacle.
我住在这么好的砖屋里。
And I'm in this house.
他就有心说，我要为耶和华建殿。
So he has a heart that wants to build a house for the Lord.
那时候在哈该的时候，他们也住很好的房子。
In the time of Haggai, they also live in good houses.
人的心已经对神的殿没感觉了。
But man has lost the feeling for the house of God.
为什么会没感觉？
Why there is no feeling?
为什么到腓立比书讲到我们今天只顾自己的事，不关心耶稣基督的事？
Why in the book of Philippians we said that we do not care, we only care about our own things and not that of Jesus Christ?
为什么？
Why?
我们应该去想一想。
We have to go and think about this.
我们是不是追求我们地上我们的目标？
It's as if we are pursuing our goal on this earth.
我常常有些学生问我。
Many students ask me.
他说我在地上追求一个更好的生活有错吗？
On this earth, is it wrong for me to pursue a better life?
我们基本上都想追求一个更好的生活。
Basically, we want to pursue a better life.
但是你要知道，如果追求这更好的生活使我远离神了，那就是问题。
You know that if to pursue this better life and cause me to be far from God, to stray away from God, that is a problem.
所以我们今天发现，我们基本上追求的就是一个更安逸的生活。
We know that basically we are pursuing a more a life that is more comfortable.
就是更舒服的生活。
It's a more comfortable life.
当我们舒服的时候。很多事不想做。
When we are comfortable,
在美国应该很
comfortable, we lose interest in our other things.
在美国应该很懂这个。
If you're in the States, you know.
因为美国有一个叫做 couch potato.
In America, there's something called a couch potato.
我不知道中文要怎么翻了。什么叫？哦，这个有电视啊，什么看球赛啊，什么啊，我就肯定坐在那里喝啤酒啊，什么就坐。
There's a TV there. We'll watch some ball games and we'll drink some beer, you know.
所以他就你就发现他身材越来越打横的增长。
That the body will grow horizontally.
因为太舒服了。
Because it's too comfortable.
对不对？你坐在那里不动。
You just sit there and not move.
叫你动你不动。
As you do moving, you don't want to move.
今天叫年轻人要动有一个问题很难，因为他手上有个东西。
Today you ask the young people to move, it's tough.
那个东西
，They have something in his hand. He doesn't want to move.
我们很舒服。
We're very comfortable.
我们现在看旧约，你发现当神呼喊说回来见见，反应的人没太多。
In the Old Testament, when God calls for them to return to build the house of God, very few respond to that.
到了新约。
In the New Testament,
在约翰写启示录的时候，那是只是主后一百年。
When John wrote the book of Revelation, it was just 100 years after the Lord has ascended.
教会已经失落了。
The church has already fallen.
约翰写的已经叫人家恢复。
He's already calling for them to return.
今天这个呼召到今天还存在。
Today this calling still is there.
圣经在告诉我们说教会已经荒凉。
The Bible tells us that the house of God, the church has already it's in waste.
我们问哪里荒凉？
We say where?
不是好好的吗？
It's doing well.
我们不是每周都来聚会的。
We come to the meeting every day, every week.
我们的弟兄这次来教会。
Our brother share with us this time.
今天教会里面已经人义化、世俗化、宗教化。
The church today has already been religious and a lot of people oriented, and also the world is in the church.
所以这个。是我们今天必须求主开我们的眼。
So today we need to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
那我不跟大家讲什么人义化、世俗化、宗教化。
I don't want to go through all those people oriented or the world and the religious part.
我们要知道，这个是使今天教会已经失落。
But all those things cause the church to be lost.
我们今天因为没看到这里有个需要。
Today because we do not see the need there.
所以我们没有行动。
So we do not have any action.
在回归的时候，普遍的以色列百姓都没行动的。
During the return, most Israelites have no action.
你就发现神开始呼召，就是开始呼召，有没有一些少数的人有回应
？So God was calling for those for if there was a few that would respond to Him.
说圣经里面有一个很重要的旧约里面的词叫做余民。
So in the Bible, it's a very important word called a remnant.
只有这批余民，他有回应。
Only this remnant have the response to the Lord.
你要说这个回应不简单。
This response is not easy.
我在巴比伦，那当然现在伊拉克你不要去的。
Of course, you do not go to Iraq today.
那你去有命，去没命回来的。
You may lose your life there.
当时候的伊拉克就是巴比伦，是非常富裕。
at that time Babylon was today's Iraq, it was very rich.
有几个人愿意离开这个富裕回去荒凉的耶路撒冷？
How many would want to leave the luxurious life in Babylon to return to Jerusalem?
响应先知的呼应，只有少数的人。
Answering the call of the prophets, only remnants.
今天主也在呼唤今天在神家中教会里面的人。
Today too, the Lord is calling those who are in His church.
今天教会已经失落了。
The church is lost.
有几个人愿意再次负起教会的见证，而扛起教会的见证？
How many would bear the testimony of the church?
恢复扛起教会见证的责任。
To recover and to bear the testimony of the church.
所以你发现当主后一百年的时候，
So 100 years after the Lord ascended,
约翰就在哪里说主在呼唤得胜者？
So John was saying that the Lord is calling for overcomers.
他说已经普遍都失落了。
That it's already lost generally.
有多少人愿意回来成为主的得胜者？
How many would want to return to be overcomers of the Lord?
人的心意都是整体的。
The Lord's heart is for all.
但是整体每次都失败了。
But the entire always failed.
最早的时候就是以色列人出埃及。
The first was when the Israelites left Egypt.
神把全部人到旷野侍奉了。
They brought all of them out so that they can worship the Lord.
当神搬了十诫。
But when the Lord laid down the Ten Commandments,
摩西又上山40天不见人。
Moses was up the mountain for 40 days.
下面的人说摩西呢？
The people asked, where's Moses?
他们不肯离开这位耶和华神。
They do not dare to leave Jehovah the Lord.
人意就进来了。
But people's ideas came in.
他说神看不见。
So we cannot see God.
摩西也看不见。
We cannot see Moses.
造个东西给我看到，这是耶和华神带我们去。
Build something so we can see that that is the Lord Jehovah who brought us out.
他们造了一个金牛犊。
So they built a golden calf.
人就在那里欢喜快乐。
So they would rejoicing there around it.
你知道当摩西跟约书亚下山的时候，
When Moses and Joshua came down from the mountain,
一个是成熟的，一个是嫩一点的。
One was more mature than the other.
看的东西就不同了。
What they see is different.
约书亚怎么说？
What did Joshua say?
山下打仗。
There's a battle there.
对吧？这个他感觉哇，怎么声音这么吵的呢？
There's the very loud noise.
他是山下打仗。
There's battles down there.
摩西跟约书亚说不是。
Moses said to Joshua, no.
这是欢乐的声音。
That's a
joyful
sound.
这是歌唱的声音。
The music.
你们看过打仗的歌唱是一样的吗？
It's the battle and the singing the same?
你就发现看的东西根本差得太远。
They see very differently.
到他们下到山的时候，
when they, had a, when they came down,
地却在歌唱， 在欢乐。
They were in the singing and rejoicing.
但是他们看到一个偶像在哪里。
But they saw an idol there.
才刚出旷野没多久，当然经过了马拉，经过了以琳啊，苦跟都经过一些事情了。
They have not. They only came out not very far from Mala and Elim.
都是经过主一些带领，先不要讲过红海的事了。
They have only they have experienced the Lord.
摩西只是上山四十天。
Moses have only gone out the mountain for 40 days.
下面乱。
It was all chaos.
为什么下面会乱？
Why is it chaotic down there?
包括亚伦呢。
Including Aaron.
他是带领的。
He was one of the leaders.
摩西的哥哥。
Moses' brother.
说摩西怎么说？
What did Moses say?
亚伦竟然放纵他们。
And Aaron let them be.
所以摩西非常的生气。
Moses was very angry.
摩西讲了一个，还有谁是属神的，站到我这里来。
He said that come and stand with me who belong to the Lord.
还有谁是属神耶和华的，站到我这里来。
Those who belong to the Lord, stand here.
你发现只有一族的人叫做利未站过去。
Only one tribe, the Levites.
其他十一族的人呢？
What about the other 11 tribes?
什么没站过去？
Why did they not come and stand with Moses?
所以后来神就在不要整个十二个支派来侍奉。
So the Lord did not want all 12 tribes to serve him.
只要利未侍奉。
He only wanted the Levites to serve him.
你要知道利未来侍奉，这是很大的代价。
You know that when the Levites come and serve the Lord, they have to pay a huge price.
因为如果你好好看出埃及第32章，
If you see,
我们今天不看了，你们回去看。
If you see Genesis chapter 32, Exodus chapter 32.
Okay, 那里讲到哈，神要摩西对利未人说。
God wants Moses to speak to the Levites.
从一个营门到另外一个营门，看到的人都杀。
From one camp to another, everyone that you see, you have to kill them.
你知道十一个支派的人没有都过去站在耶和华那一边。
You know that 11 tribes did not stand at the side of Jehovah.
十一个支派里面，已经许多人知道我犯罪。
But among the 11 tribes, a lot know that they have sinned.
他们回到营的里面去。
They return back to their camp.
在神的面前认罪悔改。
They confess their sins before the Lord.
但是还有一些人在外面逛。
But there are still those who are lingering outside.
我错在哪里？
Where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong?
神要这个利未人把这些人全部除灭。
The Lord wants to, the Levites to kill all of those.
这个代价大。
That's a heavy price.
这个代价大。
The price is great.
你要如果看那里，他说这是我的兄弟。这是我的同伴，这是我的邻舍。
That's my brother, my companion, my neighbor.
那天杀了三千人。
That day they killed 3,000.
Compare 他两百万人不多。
To compare to the 2 million, it's very little.
不是多。
Very few.
但是还是有。
There are still some.
动得了手。
Are you able to lift your arm up?
说神，你到那里哈，这个出埃及第32:25他就说了。摩西看到百姓放肆。
In chapter 32:25, and when Moses saw that the people were naked,
英文是 naked， 我只读中文哈，但我看，那你就真的很放肆了，已经 naked 了，你知道吗？这个根本就是放纵。
You lose the restraint。
你叫拜偶像啊，跟淫乱都扯在一起。
You know that when you worship idols and the adultery together.
所以我们要知道哈，放纵这个，因为我们没有看到有一些目标。
We cast off the we let it do it our own way because we did not see the goal.
我们翻到马太福音第七章。
In Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章第十三节。
Verse 13.
我们常常读这一段。
Many times we read this passage.
但是我还是要再跟大家读。
I still want to read with you.
13:14.
13:14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which lead unto life, and few there be that find it.
你要知道，他一开始说你们，他讲话的对象是谁？
When it says you, who's the person he's talking to?
门徒。
Those are the disciples.
12个门徒。
The 12 disciples.
所以这里不是对非基督徒讲的话。
This is not speaking to non-Christians.
这是对做主的门徒讲的话。
It's speaking to those who are the Lord's disciples.
你们要进窄门。
They're entering at the straight gate.
如果你要说我们弟兄讲普遍的旨意。
Say the purpose that is general.
这个告诉我们说你们要进窄门。
Here it says, enter in at the straight gate.
这可以说是一个命令。
It can be, it's a commandment.
但到后面他就开始讲。
And it says,
他说这今天基督徒当中大部分都是进这个宽门的。
That Christians today generally enter into this wide gate.
也是走这条大的路。
A way that is broad.
为什么？
Why?
因为他这一讲进去的人是多的。
It says here,Many enter in there.
因为这条路好走。
It's easy to walk.
但是不要忘记，一开始主耶稣亲口第一句话说：“你们要进窄门。”
But don't forget that the Lord Jesus said in the beginning, enter in at the straight gate. It says here it leads to destruction. It's a very heavy word.
我遇到一个蛮年长的一个弟兄
I met an elderly brother.
找到原文这个字，他说引到浪费。
In original text, it means that it leads to waste.
枉费你这一生。
You waste your life away.
枉费你一个是神的儿女，你这一生是枉费掉。
That you're a child of God, and yet you have wasted away your life.
那你就走大路吧。
Then you walk on the way that is wide. Then you go into the gate that is wide and the way that is broad.
但你有一天你一定会后悔的。
But one day you will regret.
因为那是枉费了你一生。
Because you wasted your life away.
你会发现你一生所做的是徒然的。
That all that you have done this, in this life is in vain.
因为你所跑的是空跑。
That you have run an empty race.
后面他说引到永生。
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which lead unto life.
他说引到那个真正生命的,
that lead to the true life.
就是我刚刚我们弟兄带诗歌的时候讲的,
what our brother has brought us to say.
我开始讲的, 我们要真的生命的话,
if we want the life that is true,
那个门一定是窄的, 路是小,
the gate is indeed straight and the way is indeed narrow.
我 expect 它上面会讲 进去的人很少。
I expect that it will say that one, there are few that can enter into it.
但是圣灵属耶稣讲的时候不是进去的人很少。
The Lord Jesus didn't say that enter, there are few that enter it.
他说找到这条路的人很少。
He said that few there be that find it.
连路都找不到, 你拿到就决定你要不要走上去。
If you cannot find a way, how can you decide whether you want to walk on there?
有些找日一条宽路, 我可以选择我要走哪一条。
There's a narrow way and a wide way, I can choose which one I want.
但是耶稣在这里说, 我连找都没找到。
The Lord Jesus said, I cannot find it.
我根本没可能找。
Then it's impossible for me to walk.
所以这个是一个蛮重的话对我们说。
It's a very heavy word that's speaking to us here.
因为人从一章圣经第七节说，凡寻找的就寻见。
Because the same chapter in verse 7 it says, ask and it shall be given you.
主的应许不可以变。
Oh, seek and ye shall find.
你没找到就是说你根本没在找。
The Lord's promise, it's true. It says that if you didn't find, that means you didn't seek.
因为你真的找，主一定要照他应许给你找到。
Because if you truly seek, then he will keep his promise that seek and ye shall find.
这个条件，这个找，有代价。
But to find, there is a price to pay.
因若有代价，许多人退。
Because there is a cost, there is a price, a lot of people fall back.
因为有代价就会有损失，为了这个损失，许多人退。
Because there is a price, then there will be a loss. Because of the loss, people will fall away.
很可惜，我们都很容易会在这个代价里面，我们开始退。
It's a shame that because of the cost that we fall back.
因为这个要求是大的。
Because what the Lord wants is big.
当我们真的要寻找，要走上，找到这个路，我们走上去之后
，Because when we truly seek and we find it and we walk on it，
我可以告诉弟兄姊妹
，I can tell you brothers and sisters，
真的看到今天教会是荒凉。That
you truly see that the church is in waste today。
今天大家都想走一条宽的路。Everybody
wants to walk on a way that is broad。
愿意走上一条真的一生付代价的路。
To truly walk on a way that you have to pay the price, to pay the cost all of your life, it's not easy.
慢慢明白为什么约翰在这里说处在呼唤的身上。Then
you understand why John said that the Lord is calling for overcomers.
有一次我在澳洲参加特会。One
time at a conference in Australia.
在一个吃饭的机会，江弟兄跟我同一个桌。While
dining, Brother Kong was sitting at the same table.
我就问江弟兄一个问题。
I asked our brother.
我说今天教会既然这么，这刚才跟着他讲到讲的嘛，所以我说教会既然这样不行，那神的目的怎么达到呢？
According to what our brother shared at that time, I said, if the church is in this condition, how can the Lord's purpose be reached?
那天短短的交通解了我很多的问题。
that short fellowship with our brother has solved my problem.
你知道江姊妹是挡住所有人跟江弟兄交通的。
Sister Kong always block people from fellowshipping with our brother.
Because
she wants our brother to rest. He's already in his 90s. 跟他交通的话，他累死。If everyone fellowship with him, he'll be very tired.
那天通融了给我，因为我坐在他旁边吃饭。
And I was sitting there, so she made a, so she let me talk to him.
我们弟，你知道我们弟兄要讲到这个，他饭也不吃，就是要跟你讲。
When our brother wants to speak of this, he didn't eat and he just wanted to share with you. He was very serious when he talked to me. Today's God's purpose is accomplished with the overcomers. God used a few overcomers to accomplish what he wants to do. Then the whole church would gain it. Many times they said that what God wants to accomplish, He will accomplish.
神一定做到。
That God will accomplish.
但是我们忘记了神有次序的。
But we forgot that God has to.
神需要一批得胜者先达到神所要。
We forgot that God wants to have the overcomers to reach it first.
我圣经里面讲了一个叫做出熟的果子。
The Lord has His order. He speaks. The Bible talks about the first fruit.
如果你去果园的话。
When you go to an orchard,
一个农夫等着收成的时候，
when the farmer is waiting for the harvest,
他就看这些绿色的橘子有没有一个，有没有开始有变成 orange color.
He will look at all the oranges, if all these green ones, if there is even one that would has turned orange.
他看到有一些已经变颜色，他就知道我这个果园有一天全变 orange.
If he sees some that has already turned orange, then he knows that the entire orchard will turn orange.
这先变的就是神最
Those few that has turned first is what the Lord wants to see.
你知道我们刚刚也唱诗歌，我们知道有一天我们是新妇，要跟新郎有个婚宴。
We know that we sang the song that the bride will meet the bridegroom and have a wedding feast.
我们常常就是说，有一天全教会都能够许配给基督。
Many times we said that the bride will be with the Lord Jesus.
这个是一定成功的。
That this truly will be accomplished.
但是我们要记得，神要之前先有一批得胜者，先能够参加这个婚宴。
But remember that the Lord wants for the overcomers to first enjoy this feast.
当这批得胜者先参加了这个婚宴
，After the overcomers have attended the wedding feast，
千年国就开始。
Then the 1,000 years would begin.
这个国度是一千年。
This kingdom is for 1,000 years.
一千年之后，
after the 1,000 years,
整体神的儿女们都进入这个婚宴。
The entire church will enter into the wedding feast.
谁在一千年前不能够参加婚宴？
For those who during the 1,000 before the 1,000 years cannot attend this banquet,
神用一千年训练这些人，到一千年后才能够进去那个婚宴。
The Lord will use the 1,000 years to train us so we can enter into the banquet.
这个婚宴是一千年。
Brothers and sisters, this wedding banquet is for 1,000 years.
以色列人的婚宴嘛，一个月。
The Israelites, they have a month of celebration for the wedding.
中国人也蛮长的吧，七天还是三天 ？I don't know.
For Chinese, maybe 3 days or 7 days.
我们最近有个印度的同事。
We have a coworker from India.
他要结婚了。
He's going to get married.
他说我们的婚宴是一个月。
He said our wedding is for a whole month.
因为要一个月，他必须辞工。
Because it's 1 month, he has to resign from his job. Then he can go and look for another job. When he spoke to us for America, it's kind of laughable. He said that what we gave the salary to him in India is very low. They can find another job. We feel a whole month is very long.
知道有一天跟主的婚姻是一千年。
But know that the wedding banquet with the Lord is for 1,000 years.
谁能够在第一次里面跟主已经进入那个婚姻，那是最有福。
Blessed is he that can enter in before the 1,000 years.
在第一次复活有份的，有福。
The blessed is he that has part in that first resurrection.
我们今天在地上追求的。
What we pursue today,
就是为这个目标。
It's for that goal.
不是你要干嘛。
That otherwise, what are you doing?
一千年后的婚宴，你信主已经有。
The banquet that's after the 1,000 years, once you believe, you have already had it.
你在追求什么？
Then what are you pursuing?
在地上做一个好 基督徒。
Are you going to be a good Christian on this earth?
我们已经讲过。
We have already said.
神的教宗不是最不要我们是做一个好的基督徒。
In the house of God, God didn't want us to be just a good Christian.
神要我们成为一个是属灵的基督徒。
That we have to be a spiritual Christian.
就这一步，我们才能够在前面有份。
Then we can have a part.In the banquet.
还是我们所追求。
That is what we are pursuing.
从马太福音第二十五章里面说。
So in Matthew chapter 5 it says.
有十个童女。
10 virgins.
圣经讲到基督徒都用童女来讲。
When the Bible speaks about Christians, it speaks about the virgins.
它说有五个童女，五个愚拙的。
It speaks about 5 who are wise and 5 foolish ones.
十个都死了。
10 have all fled.
主耶稣回来。
When the Lord Jesus returned.
复活。
They all resurrected.
五个有油能够迎接他。
Five have oil to come before him.
五个没有油没办法迎接他。
Five without the oil, they could not come and meet the Lord.
那首诗歌，当五个有油的进去，门就关了。
When the five who have oil enter, the door is closed.
五个没有油的也来了。
Five without oil, they came too.
他们是同意。
Remember, they are virgins.
他们是基督徒。
They are Christians.
他们说主啊，为我开门。
Lord, open the door for me.
主说。没办法开门。
The Lord says I'm unable to. I'm unable to do that.
The door was shut. You will not enter in.
The hymn earlier said, the door once shut, then we cannot enter in.
不是讲我们有没有蒙恩的就进不进得了天堂。
It's not speaking about whether we have believed the Lord and then we have the salvation to enter into heaven.
乃是讲到当这五个聪明童女进去的 ，the door is shut. 我们如果是愚拙的，我们惨。
But it speaks about the five wise virgins who have entered. Once the door is shut, then if we are the five foolish ones.
So, 当我翻译这首诗歌的时候,
so when I was translating this hymn,
我们是竭力的进入。
In the Chinese version, I said that we
strive
to enter in.
救恩没得你 strive.
Salvation, you cannot strive for your salvation.
你没法 strive to.
Either you receive or you.Don't want to.
但是为着进天国, you are strive for it.
But to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you are striving to enter in.
我是竭力能够进去。
We strive to enter in.
所以我们知道圣经到处告诉我们，今天我们蒙恩得救。
And Bible it tells us that today when we are saved,
我们的追求乃是为着能够在千年国之前与主一起掌权。
Our pursuit is that.We can reign with the Lord during those 1,000 years.
有人跟我说这好功利哦。
People would say to me that this is very
功利就是说很有目的，就是交换。
Exchange, kind of like an exchange.
我跟你讲，这是满足主的心，还是满足你的
？But I ask you, is this to is this for the Lord's heart, satisfy the Lord's heart, or yours?
你功利铁定进不去。
If you're for profit and for exchange, then you cannot answer it.
神是鉴察我们的心的。
Because the Lord searches our hearts.
说我们今天怎么成为一个得胜者
？How do we become an overcomer today?
那很多人讲很多。
Many you speak about a lot.
我只讲一件事。
I just want to tell you one thing.
就是腓立比书第一章第二十节。
In Philippians chapter 1,
第一章第二十节
verse 20.
总叫基督在我身上。
That Christ shall be magnified in my body.
我去掉两个字叫照常。
I took away the word now also always.
因为如果我们还没试过显大，我们就不知道什么叫显大，就没法照常。
Because if we have not tried, have not experienced that, then we cannot say always.
你经历过主怎么从你显大的话，我们叫 keep 住是照常显。
If you have experienced when the Lord is magnifying you, then Always, now also.
怎么让主的生命在我身上照常显大
？How can the Lord's life be magnified in my body?
我们圣经知识增加。
Our Bible knowledge is increased.
我们服事越来越多。
We have more service.
不是。
No.
我们翻到马可福音第十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
有两件事是我们要好好学。
Two things we have to learn.Diligently.
Mark chapter 14, verse
3.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿一玉瓶，至贵的真拿达香膏来打破玉瓶， 把膏浇在耶稣头上。
And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured on his head.
约翰福音第十二章第三节。
John 12.
也是第三节。
Verse 3.
约翰福音第十二章第三节。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹在耶稣脚上又用自己的头发去擦屋里就满了膏的香气
Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard very costly and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment
这里第一个原则
The first principle here
我们就像那极贵的真拿达香膏
We are like that precious spikenard
我们
ointment of spikenard
舍得打破这个
We are like this alabaster vase that we unwilling to break.
主就是这真拿达香膏
But the, and the Lord is this ointment.
你不打破，你发现他打破满屋子就满了膏的香气。
You know that when she break the alabaster box, the whole room was filled with the fragrance.
我们愿意打破的话
are we, and if we are willing to be broken,
主的生命就出来
then the Lord's life will come out.
这个香味影响整个屋子
This fragrance will affect the entire house.
第二个
Secondly,
也是约翰福音十二章第二十四节
John chapter 12 verse 24.
我实实在在地告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，人就是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it died, it bring forth much fruit.
哥林多后书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第十一、十二节。
Verses 11 and 12.
四章十一、十二节。
Chapter 4, verse 11 and 12.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。耶稣的身在我们这必死的身上显明出来这样看来死在我们身上发动身却在你们身上发动
For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh so then death work in us but life in you
这里告诉我们说第一个是讲打破我们这个人
Here it tells us that first is to break us
第二个是把我们带到死地
Second is to bring us unto death.
因为我们不死，就不会有生命出来。
If we do not die, then life will not come out.
我们要把使别能够结出许多子粒来，是必须死的。
To bear much fruit, we have to die.
死的道理很容易懂，死的真的要死，代价很大。
It's easy to understand about death, but truly, when you want to die, the price is high. Who's willing to die?
子粒就出来。
Much the fruit will come out.
Because
this is the principle in the Bible that changed not. The same, the Lord Jesus died on the cross, and his, when he died, the blood was shed for us.
主耶稣如果在那个变化山上，他一变了形象，他那时候升天的话，他到今天还只有一神父神就一个儿子。
If on the Mount of Transfiguration, if he ascended, then the Lord.The Father has only one son.
但是他愿意为我们死在十字架上，你知道他祷告是什么？父啊，这个你为什么离弃我？你知道神跟父神跟耶稣之间从来没有分隔过。
When he prays, the Father, why did you forsake me? Why have you forsaken me? You know that the Father and the Son has never been apart before.
这个是他心中最苦的事。
That is the deepest suffering.
他祷告，我们以为他怕身体的苦，没有，他这个让他。汗如雪地的在主面前。
We may think that he about the physical suffering, but no, it's the separation from the Father.
因着这个，他愿意付代价，说他能够救，神就开始有种子。
Because of this, he was willing to save, so the Father has gained sons.
耶稣基督成为长子。
He became the firstborn.
所以我们今天讲，我们怎么死
？So today, how do we die?
我弟兄这次哈。这个讲了这六个 B
Brother Paul spoke about the six B's
他讲三 B
three B's
他应该讲还有三个 back
If he says, I have three bags of
beans here. I said,
they're all beans.
但是我说, 不管谁写这个, 实在有点, 真的有看到。
I feel that whoever wrote this, they have seen. Seen this. Back to the beginning.
Back to the Bible.
Back to the Bible.
Back to the body.
And back to the body.
这个叫第一个, 我们啊, 我们要怎么死, 我们要受, 我们需要受过苦, 经过痛, 生命才会出来。
How do we die? We have to experience that suffering, that pain, then life can come out.
你是小孩子长大,
you know, when the children grow up,
父母亲溺爱他们的话,
if the parents spoil them,
我们说他们是 spoil kids,
we will say they are spoil kids.
他们是很舒服啊, 长到什么都可以顺他,
they are very comfortable, they go their own way.
他们成为一个 spoil, 我也讲 spoil kids.
They will be a spoil kid.
所以我们说他们受过一些苦的, 诶, 我们说这个孩子蛮成熟的,
if they have suffered, then we said the kid is matured.
同样在神家中的路,
it's the same way in God's church.
我们如果没有受过一点,
if we have not suffered,
我们在主的里面, 我们只能够走宽的路,
then in the Lord we can only walk the way that is broad.
我只讲一个就是说我们要 back to the Bible.
I only speak one, back to the Bible.
你知道我们圣经讲过, 你读圣经如果只读字句, 没用,
if you only read the words in the Bible, it's no use.
我们要抓到那个经义,
you have to know what the spirit.
记字句是叫人死,
the word will, you're died.
神经义是叫人死,
only the spirit gives life.
你知道圣经里面很多真理,
you know that there are a lot of truth in the Bible.
我们很多人都读了,
we all read about, we read about it.
我们也有人也传讲,
and men share about it too.
但是神的话, 是必须有一批人经历过这些话,
but the word of God has to have people who experience it,
被这个话试验过,
that being tested by this word,
被主的话对付过,
being dealt with by the word of God,
然后成为你的生命,
that it becomes your life,
然后你发现你就能力了,
then you realize you have the power.
只是读过明白不够,
just read and understand that it's not enough.
你必须付代价去经历它,
you have to pay the price to experience it.
所以我们发现有时候一个真理花多少年去明白它,
sometimes we feel that just a truth we spend many years to understand it.
我跟你说一个真理, 我跟你们讲过, 一个真理, 我花了最少十几年,
for one truth I spent almost like 10 years.
我常跟主说, 主啊, 我就是没法明白这句,
I said, Lord, I just can't understand it.
我好好听弟兄们一些讲, 我还是不懂,
I listen to the brothers attentively, but still I couldn't understand.
开启我, 这句话我是不会讲,
Lord, if you do not open it to me, reveal it to me, I couldn't understand.
因为我讲出来都是道理,
I couldn't speak about it, because if I speak, it would just be knowledge.
我只能达到听的人的脑袋,
I cannot even reach the minds of the people.
我没有生命去动力他,
I do not have life to supply them.
所以我不敢讲,
so I dare not speak about it.
所以我为着今天如果神有要我们要传讲的话,
so if the Lord wants us to speak of something,
发现神要你经过的事比谁都多,
then the Lord wants you to experience more than others.
因为你不经过的话,
because if you don't go through it,
你没有真实的东西告诉你,
then you do not have things that, true things to share.
我们很多时候以为真理就是真理,
sometimes we think that the truth is the truth.
So I say the truth, 我就讲真理,
I'll just speak the truth.
你知道其实讲真理, 跟人发生不了任何的关系,
if you just speak the truth, it does not have any connection, interaction with others.
这不是神的路,
it's not the way of the Lord.
神的真理是要把, 神的路是要把真理先组织在讲的人身上,
the Lord, God's way is for the truth to be worked out in this person, the one who speaks first.
然后这真理成为这个人的一部分,
then this truth has become part of this person.
然后这个人可以传这个真理,
then this person can share this truth.
所以这里有个原则,
so here is a principle.
这个人必须先受苦,
this person has to first suffer,
必须先出代价,
first pay the price,
先有经历,
first the experience,
然后才可以传给人,
then to speak to others.
这样的人,
this such person,
就是神眼中的圣者,
that's the overcomer in the eyes of God.
坦白说, 你真的要明白的不太难,
honestly, it's not easy for you, not that hard to, for you to understand.
只要我们愿意服在主的手中。
If we are willing to submit ourselves to the hand of God,
我们每一个都要接受这个原则。
We have to all accept this principle.
如果神要用我去帮助别人的话，
If God were to use me to help others,
我们必须是首领先的先去长进。
Then we have to be first to grow.
说神今天借着一般得胜者的生命。
So the Lord through the life of overcomers.
在经历十字架、接受苦难的上面先有学习。
That to have some exercise learning this way of the cross and suffering.
吸引别人更上。
Then he can.Attract others to be able to walk this way too.
换句话说，得胜者。
In other words,
一批人在暗中能够开一条路给许多弟兄姊妹能够跟上。
Overcomers are those who in darkness can open up a way for brothers and sisters to go on.
所以这里有个问题。
So here's a problem.
你肯不肯让自己受伤
？Are you willing to suffer?
来得着，你要受伤了。才能够得着主的心。
You have to suffer in order to gain the Lord's heart.
我用一个我们最常听的 ，be willing to be hurt, and then you can reach God's heart.
If you're willing to be hurt, then you can reach God's heart.
你肯不肯失败
？Are you willing to have failures?
来经历主的得胜。
To experience His victory.
我们都要防止我们失败。
Oftentimes we want to prevent ourselves from being failing.
我们做一个好的基督徒。
We be a good Christian.
但是你发现许多的学习都是在我们失败回头，我们做出来。
Many times you will realize that all what we learn is through failure, then we walk out of this failure.
要知道，假若神不能够得着你，得着我做的圣者。
If the Lord cannot gain you and me to be overcomers.The Lord will find others.
So we have a 诗歌说 "Do not pass me by."
We have a hymn that tells that says that "Do not pass me by."
When you call on others, Lord, call me.
When you call on others, call me.
我们有没有这个强烈的心愿说主啊，不要让我就这样走过
？Do we have the strong desire that Lord, do not just pass me by?
多少的代价我也要上
？No matter the cost.
当你呼唤别人的时候，主啊，请你记得我在这里。
When you're calling others, do not pass me by. Call me too.
所以我们弟兄讲 ，back to the body.
So our brother said, back to the body.
我们对于基督身体理解不难。
To understand the body of Christ is not difficult.
主是头，我们都是肢体，就是 body 了。
The Lord is the head, and we are the body. It's easy to understand.
这个肢体都大家动，你看这个 body 就动了。
When the body parts of the body moving, the whole body is moving.
但是你发现，如果没有经历过这些的话，头叫你动，你不动。
But if we do not experience these, when the head asks you to move, you do not move.
因为很多时候，头是借着某某人叫你动，你更加不动。
Oftentimes the head through somebody asks the other part of the body to ask you to move, then you just don't want to move.The arm just arm wants the fingers to move.
回家，你说手叫手指动，我就是我理智手，我就是不动。
Try at home, you know, the arm says to the fingers to move, then the fingers say, nope, I'm not going to move.
我告诉你二十。
Then you'll be hot.
对不对？我们
then you're dying
of hunger. 我们这个是手臂吩咐手去手指去动，手指就说我不肯动。
The arm orders the fingers to move, and the fingers say, no, I don't want to move.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要发现我们的功用。
We have to realize our function.
我们必须要用愿意被打破。
We need to be broken.
我们愿意付代价死。
Willing to pay the price to die.
这个是今天在这个神的家中跟从主的路，没有第二条路。
Today, in this pursuit of the Lord, there is no other way.
我们来。刚刚读过的启示录里面
In Revelation
我提了几个关于得胜者
I mentioned a few on the overcomers
他说得胜就能够得到生命树的果子
To him that overcome will I give the eat of the tree of life
换句话说你今天 站在得胜者的地位，你就常有这个生命的供应。
In other words, that if you're standing in a position of an overcomer, then you have the supply of God, of the life of our Lord.
第二个，他说得胜者不受第二次死的害。
That the one who overcomer will not be hurt by the second death.
什么是第二次死？
What is the second death?
第一次死就是我肉身死。
The first death is like my physical death.
第二次死是我灵魂死。
The second death is my spirit and soul.
基督徒第二次死不会临到你。
That for the for Christians, the second death would not hurt, would not come to you.
你的灵魂不会死。
Your spirit and soul will not die.
但是他说，你如果不得胜，你会有好像灵魂死的害会临到你。
But it says that if you're not an overcomer, then it's like the hurt of that death of the spirit and soul.
这个就是说，当我看到我的弟兄姊妹到了千年国，我没进去。
That is like when I see my brothers and sisters in that thousand years in the kingdom of heaven, and I'm not there.
我的感觉就是，虽然我没有第二次死。
Even though I do not enter into the second death, but that hurt, I will feel the hurt of the second death.
第三个，他说得胜者必穿白衣，然后在生命册上不涂抹他的。
It says the third one is the he who overcome will wear the white raiment, and also it will. And I will not blot out his name from the book of life.
穿白衣,
to wear the white raiment. That's one white raiment that you cannot gain on your own.
我们蒙恩得救，穿上基督的义袍，那个衣服是一信主，主就给你一件白衣。
That's Christ's righteousness. When you believe in the Lord has already given to you.
但另外一件白衣。
But the other one,
乃是我们今天是怎么跟从主的，那一天我们能不能穿上？
It's how we follow the Lord today, whether we can wear that.
不是每个都可以穿上。
Not everyone can wear it.
第二个，他说生命册上不涂抹他的。
Another one, it says that he will not blot out his name on the book of life.
那这个有一个解释，就是说。我们现在有 highlighter， 就是你的名字已经生命册了。OK， 现在你没有得胜，就把你 highlight。我们 highlight 是很重要，它的 highlight 就是看不见。
There's one saying that you know, like we highlight the name, but it's when you, the highlighter is like when it goes through, your name is blotted out.
你知道，所有被 blocked 进不了千年国。
Those whose name have been blotted out, they cannot enter into that 1,000 years.
我父亲去年这个时候来跟我们交通三个生命册。
My father shared with us book of life. He said that the book of life here speaks of the book of life in the kingdom.
你的名字在上面，你可以进去。
If your name is on there, you can enter in.
如果你名字本来在上面，后来被 erase 掉了，没掉了。你就没法进去。
If your name was there but it was being blotted out, then you cannot enter in.
不管哪一个解释，就是说我们名字一定不可以 erase， 不可以 cover。
Whichever explanation, whether it's been erased or blotted out, our name has to be there, not being blotted or erased away.
第四个，他说得胜的要在神殿中做柱子。
That the last one is those who overcome will be pillars in the house of God.
所有物质最重要就是这些栋梁。
For houses, the most important are the pillars.
这些栋梁没有，你今天全被压死了。
If you do not have the pillars, you will be crushed.
神的教会，神要兴起许多弟兄姊妹，能够成为神的教会的栋梁。
And God's church, He wants to raise up many to be pillars.
所以他这里说的圣的，你能够成今天就在教会中成为神的栋梁。
I hear you say that him who overcome will I make a pillar in the temple of my God.
所以我今天我愿意把我们弟兄所交通的，也把我一些的感觉跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I want to share what's in our brother's heart and my heart.
我们弟兄讲到零碎的旨意。
Our brother spoke about the little purposes, the purpose.
The purpose of
the affecting
of personal
life. Personal life.
是跟我们个人平常的生活有关的事。
the things that has an effect that affect our personal life.
弟兄姊妹，你必须好好在那些每一件事上都经历主怎么带领。
And in all those little things to experience how the Lord leads you.
如果我们采取随便的态度
，if we have a callous attitude,
担保你，不管你信主多少，你还是糊涂。
I can guarantee you that no matter how long you have believed the Lord, it's still,
如果你这个是糊涂
then you still be
blinded.你对于那旨意，你可能会一直都是看不见。
If in those little things you are blinded, then that deep purpose you'd still be blinded.
你今天为什么拼命上班
？Why do you go to work today?
因为我的目标，我的使命就赚钱养家。
Because my goal and my is to earn a living for my family.
你如果想要我买个哇这么大的 mansion。
If you want to buy a mansion,
因为我看到那个，我的使命就赚很多钱买那个 mansion.
Because I see that mansion, I would my goal is to earn money to buy that mansion.
今天我们要做的甚至
Today we want to be overcomers.
我们能够看到主啊，我就求你帮助我能够成为这甚至
And we ask the Lord.Help us to be overcomers.
我要看见你那旨意。
I want to see the will, your will.
你的心就是为了基督与教会。
Your heart is for Christ and His church.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，如果你真的看
，Brothers and sisters, if you truly see it,
自然有个使命在你身上。
Then you will have that
mission
in your heart.
这不需要人家再教你的。
No one has to teach you.
这里面有个催促，因为你已经被神有个托付。
But in you, there will be like a push that you have to go.
说弟兄姊妹，我们求主给我们看见。
Brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
我常常举个例子。
Oftentimes, say this example.
你在外面看到一个房子着火了。
You see a house that's on fire.
你有个朋友在里面。
Your friend is in there.
他不知道着火。
He doesn't know that it's on fire.
你会发现你很想赶快把他拉出来。
You have the feeling that you want to get him out of it very quickly. You said that I see this because it's my purpose is to save him.
房子着火了。
You tell him the house is on fire.
他说我没有闻到烟味。
He said I couldn't smell the smoke.
不要说看不见。
We don't even go to you cannot see.
但是你远远看到。
But you have already seen it from far.
你用尽所有的方法，什么你都想把他拉出来。
You do all you can just to rescue him.
因为你发现这就是在里面好像一个火在烧，你赶快把他救。
Because it's like a fire in your heart, you want to save him.
如果这个是你儿子，我跟你讲。
If this is your son, you would have jumped in to save him.
这叫做使命。
That is a mission.
我们如果今天主开我们的眼。
If the Lord opens our eyes today, how can we be one without the mission? How can we not have the fire within us? Our eyes who are not opened up, then we do not have this burden and trustment. If without our eyes being open, we do not have the motivation.
我们眼睛没打开，我就没火在里面烧。
With our eyes open, we do not have that fire burning within us.
我们眼睛没打开，我们就一点使命感都没有。
And without that, without the eyes being open, we do not have any mission.
所以我们是做我们要做的事。
We just do what we want.
读书，我只注重我读书。
I'll just do study.
工作，我只注重我的工作。
And work, I just emphasize on my work.
我只注重我家庭。
On my family.
要记得主的呼喊。
Remember the Lord's calling.
我的殿荒凉，为什么你们就注重建造你自己的房屋
？That my house is in waste, and yet you're only building your own houses.
为什么我们只顾自己的事，没想到耶稣基督有事要我们关心
？Why do we care only about our own things and not about that of Christ Jesus?
我们求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
开务必要开我们的眼睛。
That the Lord will open our eyes.
不然我们一生就是枉费空跑出来
Otherwise, we will have wasted our life. We have run in vain.
我们一起祷告
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们到你面前来
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
我们与众弟兄姊妹一同呼喊
With our brothers and sisters, we call.
主啊，怜悯我们
Lord, have mercy on us.
主啊，我们这个人 我们常常只顾我们的事。
Lord, we oftentimes only take our own matters.
主，我们太少顾到你的事。
We do not care about your things.
主，我们只有切切求你怜悯我们。
Lord, we ask you to have mercy on us.
不让我们这一生是白跑。
That we do not just run in vain in this life.
主，但愿我们今天所事所行的。
That today who we are and what we do.
那日。都蒙你的纪念。
That day it will be remembered by you.
虽然我们可以有很多的错。
We can have many mistakes.
主，我们的祷告，主啊，求你从我们的错中救我们出来。
Our prayer is that Lord, from our mistakes, save us.
我们跌倒能够再爬起来。
That when we fall, we can get up again.
主啊，不让我们跌倒就倒在那里不动。
That we do not fall and just stay there.
主耶稣啊，救我们。
Lord, deliver us.
主，我们知道你能够救我们。
Lord, we know that you can deliver us.
主，我们向你呼喊。
So we cry out to you.
主啊，愿你的救恩临到我们身上。
That your salvation will be on us.
使我们能够走在这条生命的路上。
That we'll walk on this way of life.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 基督的祷告。